This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. When the House gets back into session after Labor Day and in between electioneering, negotiators from both sides of the Capitol are going to try to reconcile their two competing versions of the Farm Bill. Yes, it's got assistance for farmers in it, crop insurance and price guarantees, but there's also a healthy chunk of the thing that's direct to consumers, helping low-income Americans buy food through the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP it's called, sometimes food stamps. The House bill aims to require more people who get that aid to have jobs. The Senate version has fewer changes to the work requirement. But some states already do have programs in place meant to get recipients into the workforce, and Georgia is one of them. From WABE in Atlanta, Susanna Capilouto has more on that.
This is a brand new Toyota Highlander, got smacked in the front.
Leanne Hatfield works at a body shop in Atlanta.
So I've taken the whole thing apart.
A few months ago, she was out of work and applied for food stamps.
And I went to the Department of Family and Children's Services. They have a program called the SNAPS Works Program.
SNAP includes some federal money for job training. At the time, Hatfield had only worked off and on in low-wage service jobs.
And there was a wonderful lady there named Miss White, and she sent me to Goodwill for their training program. And I decided to get into the welding program because it's really good money, actually.
Hatfield says good money for her and her 11-year-old daughter is $30,000 a year. That's what she expects to make in this first job out of welding class. With experience, she hopes to make more. She took a free 13-week class through Goodwill Industries. The nonprofit offers training in 16 different occupations. Keith Parker is CEO of Goodwill of North Georgia. He says low-income people often earn very little unless they have the skills for work that pays higher wages.
We can help that person dramatically improve their financial situation. That's a win for us, the individual, the state, the federal government, all the above.
Georgia started the program as a pilot 2 years ago in three counties. It spends between $4,000 and $6,000 on every trainee like Hatfield. Goodwill donors pay half, and the federal government pays the rest. Katrina Young runs the state's SNAP Work program. She says so far 8,000 SNAP recipients have gone through it, and it's now expanding statewide.
Your work requirement doesn't have to be something that's punitive. It could be something that actually connects you to a career.
Byron Hicks teaches welding to Goodwill trainees. His current class has five students. They stand at separate workstations using torches to mold pieces of metal. It's all practice for an upcoming welding certificate test.
They've never done this before. And I've got one over there right now I would put up against anybody whatsoever.
Hicks is clearly proud of his students, but he acknowledges that teaching groups of people who have no background in mechanics has its challenges.
Even down to the point where teaching them how to use a tape measure, having been able to read and measure is one of the most important things that industry is looking for nowadays.
State agencies that work with low-income people are closely watching the debate in Congress over work requirements for SNAP recipients. Russ Sykes is with the American Public Human Services Association. He says social service agencies know that work is the best way out of poverty. But even in a super strong economy, it's not that simple.
Let's be honest, in a lot of our programs, we have people who don't have as much labor market experience. And yes, jobs are going begging, and there's no doubt about that. But skilling people up among our population will take more time.
And money. Congress is looking to add $1 billion for training if it expands work requirements for 3 million more people. That's about $330 per person, and not enough under a program like Georgia's to get someone like Leanne Hatfield into a welding job. In Atlanta, I'm Susanna Capilouto for Marketplace.